Hey everyone, welcome back. It's me, Christopher.
And me, Laura.
Woo! Alright, so the last time we saw you, yesterday, likely, we talked about snoring.
对呀，昨天我们提到一个，哦，讨厌，每次睡觉睡不好都是会听到我爸爸的 snoring, 就是打鼾的声音。不过呢，今天我们还要再讨论一个，也是一个蛮讨厌的声音，就是如果晚上听到这个声音，可能也会让你睡不着。We are going to talk about something else, right?
Right.
That might, you know, actually bother us at night.
It might be just as annoying.
Right. Let's find out what it is.
All right.
What is that sound?
No.That strange sound at night probably isn't a rat. It's someone grinding their teeth while sleeping. This is a very difficult habit for people to deal with. Usually, people grind their teeth because of stress. Yet, sometimes it's because of a lack of teeth or for no reason at all.However, there is a way to help. Doctors recommend that people with a problem wear a special mouth guard while they sleep. This not only protects someone's teeth from damage, but decreases the noise they make.
Word power!
Probably, probably. I will probably go to the library to study for my test. I will probably go to the library to study for my test. Reason, reason. The reason why I eat fruits and vegetables is to stay healthy.The reason why I eat fruits and vegetables is to stay healthy. Problem. Problem. We solved our problem by talking about it with each other. We solved our problem by talking about it with each other. Decrease. Decrease.Decrease, decreased, decreased. Fred's weight decreased after months of exercising at the gym. Fred's weight decreased after months of exercising at the gym.
Okay, so let's begin the article.
Okay.
No, that strange sound at night probably isn't a rat.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so 一开始大家来猜一猜说不是哦那个在晚上发出奇怪的声音哎呀可能不是老鼠声哦 Probably.
Right, probably. Is something is likely to happen or not be true.、Mm. Okay, so you want
Probably, that's right. That's a adverb.
Adverb, yes.
副词就是可能啊大概所以不大确定哦。像是可能如果今天我觉得说诶可能会下雨我就可以说啦 It will probably rain today. Okay, or sometimes when you're talking to somebody, you're like, oh, you're probably right. 就是说 right. 哦可能你讲的是对的哦。另外呢 probably 也可以当作简答哦。就是如果有人问你一个问题像是 Are you going to the picnic? 你要去野餐吗
Probably.、
就是、对你就可以回 probably 来表示我可能会去啦所以它可以直接当作一个简答 Okay, so any example sentence?
Yes, I will probably go to the library to study for my test. I will probably, so maybe, go to the library to study for my test.
That's nice. 所以它可能呢要去这个图书馆来读书因为要准备它的考试啦
Okay, so that sound we hear isn't a rat.It's someone grinding their teeth while sleeping.
Ooh, 答案揭晓咯就是在睡梦中那种会磨牙的人他们发出的声音啦。What does grind mean?
Okay, grind is to rub two things together, like this.
Okay, so grind 呢其实就是磨这样的意思。
Okay, and while means during, And it's also our 英文快译通. So we're going to check this out right now and then get back to the article.
Oh yeah!
Oh, 欢迎来到英文快译通之星座占卜时间啊！我是特别来宾胡乱算老师，今天呢就让我用这个南瓜啊，帮各位算算本月学业事业运最佳的星座排行啊。啊，首先啊，第三名是哦，处女座 Virgos。处女座的观众朋友很细心哦，加上又谨慎理性的个性哦，在学业事业上呢都有不错的表现。因为当别人都在休息的时候哦，处女座依旧用心努力读书。While everyone else is taking a break, Virgos are studying their hearts out. While everyone else is taking a break, Virgos are studying their hearts out.这里的 while 表示当什么什么的时候的意思，用来连接两个句子哦。如果两个句子动作呢都是持续同时进行，记得动词要用进行式，像刚刚例句中的 taking a break 跟 studying their hearts out。 那如果想表达其中一个动作持续进行，另一个动作瞬间发生，就要用进行式和简单式来做区别。例如 while I was sleepingMy friend called. Was sleeping 表示持续进行， called 表示瞬间发生。好，在这里呢也是提醒一下我们处女座的朋友哦，还是要适当的休息的。接着第二名的星座是 Sagittarius 射手座。射手座的朋友在学习语言方面呢很有天赋哦，尽管有些语言很难学，射手座呢还是有办法快速吸收。While some languages are hard to learn, Sagittarians still can pick them up quickly. While some languages are hard to learn, Sagittarians still can pick them up quickly. 这里 while 是虽然尽管，可以用 although 来代替，所以射手座的朋友们本月与语言相关的考试或报告呢都会手到擒来的。好的，我们揭晓第一名了哦，会是什么星座呢？答案是天蝎座 Scorpios。 天蝎座的朋友们观察力很敏锐哦，加上呢有洞悉全盘事物的直觉，这项特质呢对课业和工作有相当大的帮助。但是啊，要小心容易失去专注力。While Scorpios turn to lose focus easily, they have a chance to perform well this month. While Scorpios turn to lose focus easily, they have a chance to perform well this month. 这里 while 的意思呢可以等于 but, 有强调对比的意味哦。在这里建议天蝎的好朋友们要稳定你的情绪，抛开你的烦恼，就会更容易事半功倍哦。英文快译通知星座占卜时间，我们有缘再见哦。
Okay, that was a good 英文快译通。
Right.
All right, so this is a very difficult habit for people to deal with, meaning grinding your teeth. It's a difficult habit to deal with.
Stop saying that, because I do that.
Ugh.
Oh, 对，没错。像一直在骂那个磨牙的人，其实让我蛮难过的，因为我本来不知道我有这样的习惯，可是，就是后来，就是我妈妈说，其实你会磨牙。所以呢，刚刚我们提到的磨牙，这可是对人们来说一个非常难处理的习惯哦。那我们用 habit 呢，就是习惯这样子的意思啦。
To deal with means to take action on something.Meaning, people that grind their teeth have a hard time doing something about it. But let's find out some ways that make it less troublesome.
Okay, before I explain this part, okay. Deal with 其实就是处理这样的意思。那我们通常呢可能会处理一些问题啦，所以有时候呢像是遇到 OK 的时候呢， OK 的英文就是 a tough customer, 可能呢这个店员就或是店长可能就跟店员说，you have to try to deal with this tough customer. Maybe the manager says to the clerk. Or sometimes we usually use deal with when we are talking about, you know, difficult situations or problems, or even, like, for example, like, he needs to learn how to deal with his anger.
Right, he can't be like, and then punch someone when he's mad.
所以有的时候有的人如果脾气或是情绪比较难控制，你要学着要如何 deal with your emotions or deal with your anger, 就是处理你的情绪还有你生气的时候啦。
Right. Usually, people grind their teeth because of stress.
That means I'm really stressed.
Yeah, okay, usually.
Okay, 通常 usually. 这个我们现在探讨为什么会磨牙的原因啦。人们可能是因为 stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, 压力才会磨牙哦。那 stress 呢，除了用 stress 来表示压力，我们也可以用 pressure, P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E。OK, 另外呢，口语当中我们常会说 Oh, I'm so stressed out, 就是表示呢我压力非常非常大。 I hope that's not why I grind my teeth.
Let's hope so, okay. as well. Yet, sometimes it's because of a lack of teeth, Ooh. Or for no good reason at all.
I have my teeth.
You have all of your teeth?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's either stress or no good reason at all.
Yeah, it's probably no good reason at all. Okay, anyway. 所以然而呢，有时候可能是因为你的牙齿，你缺少一些牙齿，或者呢，你磨牙根本就没有所谓的一个原因可言。Okay, that's weird. Okay, 那我们来看一下 a lack of 这样子的片语呢，通常是用来表示不足或是缺少什么什么。For example, I can say the problem is a lack of money.
Right.
问题呢就是哎，我们的金钱，我们的资金不足啦。那有时候我们可能会说某人他是缺乏经验啦，就可以说 a lack of experience.那甚至于呢，有时候有人失眠呀，睡眠不足，我们就可以说 her problem is lack of sleep.
Oh, that could be a problem. Reason. Okay, so we saw a reason in the article, and that is a cause or an explanation for something that has happened or that someone has done. Reason.
That's true. Yeah. Reason 就是理由或是原因这样的意思哦。它是一个名词。比方像是呢，如果你缺席没有到一个地方，像是上课的话呢，你就要给老师一个原因啦。I gave a reason for my absence.
Right. So you maybe didn't go to work.
That's right.
You said, this is my reason.
Right. 那有时候有的人会说 Hey, why don't you want to go to the party? 为什么你不想要去这个 party 呢？And you might say,
No, I don't really have a reason why.
Yeah, or no particular reason.
Exactly.
意思就是没有什么原因啊。I just feel like staying home tonight. 可能就是他因为他只是想要待在家里不想去啦。那有时候我们也可以说 give me one reason why I should believe you.
意思就是 I never lie.
Yeah, 意思就是说给我一个原因为什么我要相信你哦。Okay, these are really good examples we might use in the conversation.
And here's one more. The reason why I eat fruits and vegetables is to stay healthy. The reason why, so...Obviously, the reason why I eat fruits and vegetables is to stay healthy.
That's really important.
It is.
我吃蔬果的原因就是因为呢，我想要保持健康啦。
Okay, and we spell reason, R-E-A-S-O-N, R-E-A-S-O-N, reason. Okay, back to the article.
Right.
However, there is a way to help.
Ooh. Yay!
Doctors recommend that people with the problem...
Okay, let's stop here while I explain a little bit.
So, okay.
然而呢，是有一个方法呢，是可以帮助磨牙的哦。医生呢，他建议磨牙的人呢 ，Okay, 有这样问题的人 ，problem.
Okay, problem. It's a thing that is difficult to deal with or to understand.
OK, 所以 problem 其实就是问题的意思啊。那不过这里我要解释，因为中文我们都好像把 problem 跟 question 都翻译成问题，但是他们只是不同的问题哦。在课文当中 problem 是指比较难以理解或处理的问题，就是难题，像是 health problem 健康问题，或是 family problems 家庭问题等等。
And you can also have boyfriend or girlfriend problems.For example, her problem is that she is too shy.
Oh, that's not a big problem anyway.
It could be.
可是 question 呢，则是一般我们在班上可能会询问老师说，老师，我有一个问题要问你，所以我们常常会说 ask a question， OK， 就是要问问题哦。那另外呢，我们这个可以怎么用这个 question 呢？就是 for example， Timmy likes to ask many questions， 所以 Timmy 很喜欢问很多问题，或者有时候明星可能会对这个狗仔或者记者说， stop asking me so many questions， 不要再问我这么多问题啦。
Okay, here's an example. We solved our problem by talking about it with each other. We solved our problem by talking about it with each other.
Yeah, it sounds like couples or friends, they do that.
Yeah.
所以我们解决了我们的问题，当我们用解决一个难题或问题，就是 solve a problem， 就是怎么样子来解决问题，就是把它聊开来，其实就也没有事情了啦。
Okay, so doctors recommend people with the problem should wear a special mouth guard while they sleep. So mouth guard is a compound noun, and it's a piece of rubber shaped, so it's the same look or feel as your teeth. And it goes in your mouth, and it's used most often by athletes.So have you seen this? Boxers wear them? Football players?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mouth guard 就是咬合板，那它可以保护，就是 guard 你的牙齿。
Okay, this not only protects someone's teeth from damage, but decreases the noise they make.
Oh, 所以如果你有戴这个咬合板，不只会保护牙齿损坏，还会减少这个，诶，你可能会制造的噪音哦。
Okay, decrease is to become or make smaller in size, number, or maybe height, okay?
Decrease 就是减少的意思，它的相反当然就是 increase, 增加。
Okay, Fred's weight decreased after months of exercising at the gym. So he was bigger, and he exercised, and his weight decreased, and he got skinny, maybe.
所以 Fred 的体重呢，在去这个健身房运动的数个月后呢，就 decrease 了，就下降啦。
Okay, so we've learned about snoring and teeth grinding, and ways we can deal with them.
Right, 其实还不错耶，这两天的这个课文其实有探讨到，有时候晚上我们会听到啊，好讨厌家人可能会 snore 会打鼾啦，或者是跟我一样会磨牙 grind their teeth。那可是呢，还不错，就是我们还是有学到一些方法，怎么样呢，可以让这些问题呢来减少啦。So that's pretty useful, I guess.
Yeah.、Are there any other noises, not necessarily when you're sleeping, but sounds that you might hear that annoy you?And other places.
Maybe my neighbors arguing in the middle of the night. I could really hear them clearly.
So, I have a similar problem. I think it's because the buildings are close together in Taiwan. But I hate the sound of people digging for popcorn in the bags at the movie. I hate it.
I think they're okay because I love popcorn.
Makes me want to leave.
Okay, anyway, you guys can have a think about it, you know. And do you have those problems, snoring and grinding your teeth? Well, I hope you guys learned a lot from these 2 days.
Yeah.
And we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you accept credit cards?
Sorry, we only take cash.
Hello, 我是 Evita 啦。哦，小本生意还要跟我用信用卡付费哦。我只收现金啦。那么刚刚我说的是
，Sorry, we only take cash. Sorry, we only take cash.
Cash 是现金的意思，所以那句话就是不好意思啦，我们只收现金。虽然这样，但是什么钱我都收啊，日币、韩币、人民币、英镑、美钞都可以。不知道各位同学有没有发现，光是我刚刚用说的钱就有分币、镑、钞等用法，连英文也是哦。首先我们先总的来看硬币 coin， 美国还有分成 cent， 英国还有分成 penny。 那纸钞呢，美国是说 bill， 那英国则说 note，note，N-O-T-E。 而货币的用法可以说是百百种，例如日本用日币 yen， 中国人用人民币就是人民币，美国人用美元 dollar dollar， 英国用英镑 pound pound， 德国用的是马克 mark mark。那么有加入欧盟的国家就用欧元 euro euro。我呢什么货币都收，但是就是不收信用卡。I take any kind of foreign currency, but don't accept credit cards. OK， 今天现金货币的小常识可以复习一下。A Plus 小聚会，明天见喽，拜拜。
What is that sound?
No, that strange sound at night probably isn't a rat. It's someone grinding their teeth while sleeping. This is a very difficult habit for people to deal with. Usually, people grind their teeth because of stress. Yet, sometimes it's because of a lack of teeth or for no reason at all.However, there is a way to help. Doctors recommend that people with a problem wear a special mouth guard while they sleep. This not only protects someone's teeth from damage, but decreases the noise they make.
Probably.I will probably go to the library to study for my test. I will probably go to the library to study for my test. Reason. The reason why I eat fruits and vegetables is to stay healthy. The reason why I eat fruits and vegetables is to stay healthy.Problem. We solved our problem by talking about it with each other. We solved our problem by talking about it with each other. Decreased. Fred's weightDecreased after months of exercising at the gym. Fred's weight decreased after months of exercising at the gym.